Good evening. It is the Ghost Festival tomorrow, according to the Chinese calendar. A day when ghosts and spirits can come out of the other realm and roam our world. So in tonight's special episode, I'm going to share with you some super short but terrifying tales. So wrap yourself up in your blanket, and here are the stories. Story 1. Just today I found a new picture on my phone of me sleeping in my bed. I live alone. Story 2. My boyfriend patted me on the back in the middle of the night and said, "Baby, why are you breathing so heavily?" The only problem was, I wasn't. Story 3. It was late. I entered the empty elevator and pushed a button for my floor. As the doors were closing, I felt a hand covering my mouth. Story 4. You get home, tired after a long day's work, and ready for a relaxing night, alone. You sit down on the couch and reach for the light switch. But another hand is already there. Story 5. The last thing I saw was my alarm flashing 207 before she pushed her long, rotting nails through my chest, her other hand covering my mouth and muffling my screams. I suddenly sat up straight, so relieved it was only a dream and I was in my own bed. But as I saw my alarm clock read 206, I heard my closet door creak open. Story 6. I begin tucking my son into bed and he tells me,
"Mommy, check for monsters under my bed, please."
I pat his head and say, okay, I'll check. So I look underneath his bed for his amusement. And that's when I see him, another him, under the bed, staring back at me, shaking and whispering,
"Mommy, there's somebody on my bed."
Story 7. I live alone. Last night, a friend rushed me out of the house to go to a party. After a few drinks, I realized my phone wasn't in my pocket. I checked everywhere and had no luck, so I used my friend's phone to call mine. After two rings, somebody answered. I heard this long, raspy giggle. And then they hung up. They didn't answer again. I eventually thought someone got my phone and just gave up. But later that night, when I got home, I found my phone lying next to my bed, right where I left it. Story 8. I had always wondered why my cat Mitzi cried so much when I left her alone at night. And then she died. The night after we buried her, I woke up to the feeling of someone touching my hair and a rough voice close to my ear whispering,
"Good kitty."
So those were the tales. You see, we don't fear the dark itself. We fear what's in the dark, the unknown. We fear the monsters and ghosts we don't know exist or not. Our minds create and imagine horrible things out of fear that aren't even there and don't exist. That's how myths and legends are formed. So don't be afraid of monsters. Just look for them. Look to your left, to your right, under a bed, behind your dresser, in your closet. However, never look up. You know she hates being seen. Good night, and sleep tight.